I'm the Reverend David Casey, a priest serving two Episcopal and one Lutheran congregation as chaplain for college students and young adults in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I'm also a novice in the Anglican Dominicans, which is a religious order of women and men devoted to a life of prayer, community, preaching, and teaching. When I came to the Episcopal Church in 2004, I discovered one of our hymnals, Lift Every Voice and Sing, was a book of African-American hymnody containing many of the songs which we sang in the Free Will Baptist Church where I grew up in North Carolina. One of those old favorites was Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross, and it was written by Fanny Crosby. She wrote a number of other well-beloved hymns, including Blessed Assurance. Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross can be found in Lift Every Voice and Sing as hymn 329 and in the Lutheran Book of Worship as hymn 335. It is perfect for Lent, as it speaks about that place which has been called where the struggles of this life and the joys of heaven meet. And that place is the foot of the cross. Through its poignant lyrics and melancholy melody, we hear a recognition that things in this world are not what they should be. Whether it's the things that we struggle with inside ourselves that keep us from being in closer relationship with God, or the things in our lives that we struggle with, over which we have no control. But when we get near the cross of Jesus, when we bring our whole selves and lay those burdens down in its shadow, we somehow find ourselves strengthened and comforted. The blood of Christ flowing from his pierced side becomes a stream where we can find healing. And we get a glimpse into the fullness of God's love and mercy as the outstretched arms of Christ on the wooden beams of the cross become like beams and rays of the bright and morning star, a reference to Christ's name for himself in the book of Revelation, in a place where he promises that one day every tear will be wiped away and all things will be made new. In this song, we recognize that we're not there yet, and so we continue to hope and trust in a God who promised that we would know love and strength and comfort no matter what comes our way. For this is the love of God that is so great it can only be fully known in the outstretched arms of the crucified Savior. The cross is the most visible and concrete sign of the love that God has for all people. It gives the strength and the courage to watch and wait, and to continue hoping and trusting. It is the one thing we can count on when it seems that we have nothing else. And it is because of the promise of the cross that the chorus takes on a more triumphant sound. While we will always have struggles and sufferings in this life, it looks forward to a time of rest and joy that comes in the resurrection. And that's why we can sing, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Thanks to the Reverend David Casey for this episode. For more, visit songsinthedesert.org. This project only exists because of the work of all of our many contributors. It is truly a labor of love. If you value hearing these voices, one way you can show your support is by rating this podcast in your podcast app, on iTunes, or wherever you listen. You can also share your thoughts by email songsinthedesert@gmail.com. Let us pray. O God, you have given us the good news of your abounding love in your Son, Jesus Christ. So fill our hearts with thankfulness that we may rejoice to proclaim the good tidings we have received. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday with another Song in the Desert.